Building on Foundations for Eternal Life. Part 3, Flesh or Spirit. Romans 8:5-6, W.E.B. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the mind of the flesh is death, but the mind of the Spirit is life and peace. Galatians 5:17, W.E.B. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you may not do the things that you desire. Mark 14:38, W.E.B. Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The Spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. End of verse. How do we discern the difference between living by the Spirit and living by the flesh? Avoiding deception in this area is an important part of successfully following Jesus. This section aims to clarify that issue. However, before we discuss that, we first need to discuss some related information about how we are made, spirit, soul, and body, and clarify what is meant by spirit with a capital S, spirit, lowercase s, and flesh. As previously mentioned, we should continue to keep in mind that salvation is primarily about coming to Jesus, trusting in Jesus, and following Jesus. He is the Christ, the Son of God, Lord of all. As we consider the difference between spirit and flesh, let's continue to look to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Hebrews 12:2 ESV.